takes are hot, and the coffee bitter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Up over there.
It's a good song.
A little techno kind of thing.
It's
over there.
Timberland.
Yeah. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. In case you have any emergency services, you know, you've got drains, you've got burst pipes, you've got any insulation needs or fixing repair installations or the garbage disposal. Installations that can do all these things for you. Water heaters. One-time plumber is the number. Sump pumps. They do the septic tank stuff. They'll take care of it for you. One-time plumber. The name is the number in Greenville and throughout the upstate of South Carolina. In Columbia and throughout the Midlands. And in Charleston down the coast. You're going to love one-time plumber. Clemson grads, the deal is the deal. The price is the price. They're not going to go up on you. Back and forth and take care of any kind of what do they call that, Uber pricing, which you, depending on how much is needed. Now the price is the price. Don't haggle. Don't think about having to go through Google or any of that stuff. One-time plumber. The name is the number. I have a thought, Sam. Kicking off hour two. We have a complete hour here. Strelo's going to join us in an hour. Can't wait to hear his analysis of who they've got so far and what numbers are looking at the rest. At least another defensive tackle or two, maybe two more defensive ends. In the end, Sam, we're talking about right now, you've got seven on defense that are coming in. You could add two defensive ends and nine, another defensive tackle, too. You could have 11 or so there, and maybe another safety, maybe another corner. You could have like 13 on defense alone. So I think you could see that. But here's a point in why, and I want starters, what Ferrelli did at the linebacker core is incredible. I could say the same, not to the extent of the number of snaps. Ferrelli's going to play 500 snaps next year, right? And you could say to yourself, let me give you some numbers here to kind of back up my point. A defensive tackle, let's say Kelly – that you got yesterday and Strong you got yesterday, don't start a single game next year. And you can say, well, why is that a big deal for you? Well, defensive tackle, you know, you play a lot of guys, all right? And so let me give you the starting tackle numbers last year and some backup numbers last year. So Peter Woods played 554 snaps last year. DeMonte Capehart played 344 snaps. Stephon Green played 284 snaps. Vic Beasley played 175 plays last year. Amari Adams played 107 plays a year ago. Champ Thompson played 102 plays last year, most of those in the bowl game. So my point is that while you won't see – and linebackers, by the way, Sammy Brown played 734 plays last year. Woodass played 610 plays last year. My point is Ferrelli's going to play 500 plays next year. And Strong and Kelly might not play, but 200. But that's big because, Sam, when you look at, let's say, Adams and Burley are your starters. Let's say you don't get another guy. Adams and Burley are your starters. And those guys are going to play 400 plays each. While Strong and Kelly only play 200 plays each, what that means, though, is that Shuler and Williams-Lee, two guys that hadn't played a whole lot so far, instead of those guys having to play 200 or 300 snaps, now they only play 100 snaps. So you get better by your twos becoming threes instead of your threes becoming twos. And that's a huge deal to me. Same thing at linebacker. So at linebacker last year, Brown played 734 snaps. Woodass again, 610 snaps. All right. Alexander played 220 snaps. And where's my guy McLeod? McLeod played 236 snaps. Fletcher Cochran played 36 snaps. And D. Creighton, 79. So here's the deal. Now, Brown, Sammy Brown, and Ferrelli play 500, 600 snaps each. And now that means that McLeod and Alexander are going to play 200 snaps. And that means now Woodaz or Anderson or Kuba Taylor or Riley, instead of having to play 200 snaps because you didn't have the depth there, now they only play 50 snaps or 100 snaps. So it is a cumulative effect down the line that you're a better football team from a depth standpoint, obviously, even though Strong and Kelly might not be starters next year. Make sense?
There were dudes on the field last year that should not have been on the football field.
Right.
And, I say yet, because maybe 2 years down the line, they might be with proper development and proper talent ahead of them.
Williams Lee, the freshman, true freshman last year, was hurt the entire year, didn't play. And Heaven Brown Shuler has got to get in better shape, or he's not going to play. But the point there is, well, I feel a lot better about this guy's playing 100 plays than I do 300 plays. You know what I'm saying? That's why those are so important. And oh, by the way, and I'll ask Strelo about it, but he wrote last night one or two more defensive tackles. So that really, really helps you there. I hope that makes sense. I think I explained that well enough. And the same can be said at a lot of positions. In the secondary, you're going to have starters, though. So last year, Hanifin played 517 snaps. Hampton played 695. Terrell played 643. Ricardo Jones played 716. You got to replace all those except the Hampton snaps and the Hanifin snaps. My point there is, though, I didn't want to replace them with Kelly or Dixon or Oliver or Griffin or Webb or Wilkerson. I'm now glad you're replacing those snaps with Washington, with Carter, with Myrick. You know, that I feel much better about Starr, much better about, like I said, Washington, those guys, than I do the guys I already know that can't play. Those guys might not be good players coming in, but I know what they got behind them right now is not. And so then you get down to Noah Dixon played 17 plays this year. You know, Colin Griffin played 76 plays this year. I can live with Dixon or Oliver or Webb or Griffin or Wilkerson or some of those guys at 100 snaps. I didn't want to play this guy's 500 snaps next year. And so that's why all that's just so, so very, very important. So and we'll see more. We'll ask Paul Strelo about it. Hope that makes sense. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. A lot of people joined late. Texter said all the rumors false about Lagway to Clemson. Clemson's not recruiting DJ Lagway. So those are false. I'll ask Strelo once again, but those are false. Texter said, how many total snaps did Clemson have on both sides of the ball? Okay. I can look that up for you. Last year, total plays, Clemson ran 885 plays. The opponent ran 871 plays. So you're dividing up between 850 and 900 plays a year. That's how you got to divide that up. But it's a good question there. Those numbers have been pretty consistent through the years. Between 800 and 900 snaps is what you – now, obviously, if you play more games, you play college football playoff games, all those will go up there. So, Austin, great listener and great texture gets in. Guys, we're going to take – 10 to 12 on defense and 0 on offense, that should tell you all you need to know. It's absolutely insane that we're going to get double-digit guys on defense, but we're just as good on offense. Laughing my butt off there, Dabo, hilarious man. He says one more defensive tackle, two more defensive ends, one more linebacker, one more safety, one more corner. Don't be surprised if you see two defensive tackles, though. So you could see as many as two tackles, two ends. I don't think they're going to get another linebacker, but a safety in a corner. You can see six to go on top of the seven that you already have. So we'll see. Texter said, what's the breakdown, snap breakdown in 2018? Trying to get an idea of how depth was split when we were good. I can find those for you. It just might take me some time. So bear with me and see if I can do some of those things. But not a lot. Clemson plays a lot of players, by the way. Have you noticed that? That a lot of positions, you don't see other teams rotating as much as Clemson. But part of that, and Brent Venables learned that here, is that you can create depth by playing guys. And a lot of those are in blowout situations. But I'll tell you this, Clemson don't blow – they don't blow out people out the way they used to. It's one of the things that you remember about that 2018 team. Really one of the things you remember about the entire Trevor Lawrence era. is that we just didn't play close games around here during those years. And it's a lot easier to play depth. Let me give you the Trevor years here. In that first 2018 season, Clemson goes undefeated, goes 15-0. Had the close game at A&M. They beat Furman 48-7. Close game with A&M. Beat Georgia Southern 38-7. Beat Georgia Tech 49-21. Had the close game with Syracuse 27-23 when Trevor got hurt. And from there on out, after that, Sam, let me give you this. Beat Wake Forest 63-3 on the road. Beat NC State 41-7. NC State was ranked 16th at the time. Beat Florida State 59-10. Beat Louisville 77-16. Beat 17th-ranked Boston College 27-7. Beat Duke 35-6. Beat South Carolina 56-35. Beat Pittsburgh 42-10. Beat Notre Dame 30-3. And beat Alabama 44-16. Like those, they weren't close games. So you got to play more guys. The next year, you go undefeated to the national championship game. Beat Georgia Tech 52-14. Beat A&M at home by 14, 24-10. Beat Syracuse by 35. Beat Charlotte by 42. Had the one-point win in Chapel Hill. Beat Florida State by 31. Beat Louisville by 35. Beat Boston College by 52. Beat Wofford by 45. Beat NC State by 45. Beat Wake Forest by 49. Beat South Carolina by 35. And beat Virginia by 45. And beat Ohio State by 6. Like, just didn't play close games. Same thing for Trevor's junior year, and this is the COVID year there. But the closest game that year in the regular season had the 6-point win against Boston College, when he was out, lost at Notre Dame. The closest regular season game, let me see, 24. You beat Virginia by 18. The Boston College 6-point win at home, that's DJ. With Trevor on the field, 18 points was the closest game you had in the regular season. So, the point there is, it's a lot easier to play a lot of guys if you're beating people by 30 and 40 points. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Texas, I'll never forget the 2020 game at Georgia Tech. We were beating them so bad that Spires, the punter, came in and played backup quarterback in that game. Yeah, 2020... Clemson beat Georgia Tech 73-7. What if I'd have told you 5 years later you lose to that team? Somebody closed the gap. The gap was closed by both teams, by the way, in that situation. But 73-7, Sam, if I remember right, yeah, it was 52-7 at halftime. Man, that team, whoo, all those Trevor teams. Trevor gets knocked a little bit because he didn't have the great last-minute wins like Deshaun did and some of the heroics Deshaun did.
Hard to do it when you're up 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to do it when you don't have to worry about playing fourth quarters.
Yeah. I was talking to a former assistant coach and said, yeah, man, Deshaun had that dog in him. And I said, well, Trevor did too, but Trevor's dog's in the first quarter because he didn't play the fourth quarters of a lot of those games. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get a couple of these texts. Texts have been great this morning, flying in this morning. Mickey, are we getting any players on the portal on offense? Maybe one offensive lineman.
Maybe.
I'll ask Strelo. That'll be one of my questions. But Sam, at this point in time, you're not getting a quarterback.
I just think it's crazy. I think it's just crazy.
I don't think you need a tight end.
No, I don't think you necessarily. I don't think you necessarily need a receiver either. I don't think you need one of those.
No, but even then, Smith's got to get a year, or those freshmen got to be good, because nowadays, and you're not going to keep with West Cohen and more, you're not going to go get like wide receiver ones out there. Cam Coleman's not coming here.
No.
Cam Coleman wants 1.8, by the way, is what everybody's. That's what
and he'll probably get it.
Oh, yeah, he'll get that.
One of the Texas teams will give it to him. But yeah, I think you're okay at receiver because you see freshman receivers make an impact all over the place. I mean, Wesco and Moore made an impact as freshmen. Malachi Toney's making an impact this year.
I think maybe Burrows will have an impact here.
Maybe Burrows comes in as your deep threat. Like, I think they just need to find a way to conglomerate enough production to replace Antonio Williams in the aggregate, which is going to be very difficult to do, but I think they can. especially if they over or if they utilize the tight end room a little bit more in the pass game this year as well.
All right. Now, with that said, now you we'll take up for the staff a little bit here. I'll take for the head coach a little bit here. You do have limited funds, and you did spend a lot of money on Wesco and Moore. This is that I told you in the NFL model. Yeah, you should. Yeah, but in the NFL model, you know, you can't go get Justin Jefferson and Patrick Mahomes and Saquon Barkley and Travis Kelce and the offensive line. Like, you can't go do that. There's not enough money to go around, so you got to make some choices. And I agree with the Wesco and Moore stuff. Now, just on the offensive line, I just think you need three. The same thing we talked about with the defense. On the offensive line, if you can kick back Wade, first of all, I think if you get a tackle, then you don't have to have – Thurman can play inside. So you can have Jacobs and a transfer tackle as your two tackles, starting tackles. And that way, Thurman can play inside, either at center or one of the guards. And that way, maybe Sadler or Sewell or Blanchard are backups instead of starters. And that, look, I'll put it like this, Sam. Sadler, Sewell, and O'Connell, and maybe Wade, I really like those guys as second-team offensive linemen. I think that is quality depth. I like them a lot more as second-team guys than first-team guys.
It's just so much pressure. And maybe they're ready. I think ability-wise, Braden Jacobs can be ready pretty quickly. I think Elijah Thurman is ready ability-wise. He can't stay healthy. He has not stayed healthy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure to put on those two guys to not only stay healthy, but be exactly where you need them to be if your goal is to win the ACC this year without bringing in somebody behind them. I just don't understand not bringing in somebody.
Agreed.
One or two. It's the same way I don't understand not bringing in a running back when your options currently are Gideon Davidson, who, while I think the world of him for the future, was not ready last year. Regardless of what a lot of people will say, Jay Haynes, who's coming off of an ACL that cost him a whole year, and David Ezeumume, who hasn't really given Clemson anything. While I think there's talent there, he hasn't given him anything. So it's a lot of pressure to put on those guys to take big steps forward and also stay healthy when you don't need to add a starter at those spots. You just need to add some depth that's played somewhere, and I don't think they're going to do it. I love what they're doing on defense. I really don't understand not adding a little bit more depth on offense.
Totally agree with that. Of the running backs coming back, Davidson, Izumome, Haynes, and Green, none of them scored a touchdown last year.
Green didn't play last year either. I mean, you have two of those guys who did not play.
Yeah.
Izumome had 16
risk,
carries
man.
In eight games.
It's a risk.
I feel like we can talk about the quarterback position all you want, but not having a little bit more depth in those spots seems incredibly odd to me
when
you have a chance to add it.
Totally agree. Short break. More phone calls, more texts right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just the calories. If you want to better understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock this great New Year's special. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service. Keeping your business moving.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Men, listen up. It's time to transform your life this season. Step up and take control of your health with Low Country Male Semaglutide, the ultimate game changer for men. Semaglutide will help shed those extra pounds over the holiday season. At Low Country Male, we're all about you. Feel stronger, look better, and become the man you've always wanted to be. Say goodbye to your beer belly with the help of Semaglutide. Visit Low Country Mail today, where real men get real results.
For a true Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
I'm guessing Foreigner.
You are guessing right.
Oh, man. I've got to take a little time. Good stuff, Sam. Good stuff. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Patterson Tax Service, I'll just tell you, we are about 2 weeks away from taxes and doing taxes. And I know this. I know that so many of you out there depend on a tax refund, and that is huge for you. So tax refund is a major issue. And obviously, Sam, it makes sense that the earlier you get your money, the better. If someone owed you money back, wouldn't you?
I want it now.
Want it better? Okay.
I want my money.
I'm with you. So first in, first out. Go ahead and get in the front of the line. And now there are priorities for those that do get in the front of the line. There's limited times there because there's a demand for it. The point is, call the Patterson Tax Service now. Set that early appointment up, that late January appointment, the earliest one in the front of the line up. Let them do those taxes for you, tax preparation, your business, your personal stuff. Do what I do. Go see my great friends at Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8282. I like this text right here. This is from 9082. So Chad Morris is brought in to fix the offense, and you give him no portal depth, but you give it all defense. I just don't get it. We're not taking a quarterback because we're waiting to see if Chandler Morris get a seventh year and come push Vecina take a spot. I don't think they're counting on Chandler Morris there. I think you're counting on Vecina, Denson, Reynolds, Tate. I mean, Tate Reynolds and Pierman, I think that's your guys. I think you're staying set there despite everybody in the world saying you got to do more there. Scott's in Greenville. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Man, I didn't know what I was listening to there for a second. Oh, I was like, man, is this Mickey's love songs or what?
Oh, man, a little Foreigner in there.
Okay, Foreigner in there. I saw them up at Biltmore House 1 year.
Did you really?
Yeah, got kind of old now. So.
But, did they play in one of the bathrooms? You know, the bathrooms are big enough to hold concerts. They play in one of the bathrooms or one of the bedrooms or anything?
Yeah, no, they did out there on the lawn, man. It's actually pretty cool. Nice. I sit out there for the concert. I took the lawn at Biltmore. But nice. Anyway, hey, I turned you on and you were talking about running backs. I got a friend of mine that thinks we might have some interest in Baxter out of Texas.
Mm. Well,
and there's
he's
a plane.
A high profile
there's
guy.
A plane. There's a plane from Texas to Clemson today at 12:45.
Yeah, but those guys can't fly private jets. I mean, they got to fly commercial.
I don't know what they're doing, but I'm just saying.
That ain't happening.
They something.
I'll ask Strelow, but I can tell you this. He's not coming on a private jet from Texas. What
Maybe
is
not.
Crazy is that there were examples all across college football to where college coaches – can you imagine this? I played golf yesterday on a beautiful day with some successful businessmen, friends of mine. And I said, can you imagine in any business, in any industry – to where at 8 o'clock in the morning, Sam, I've never spoken to a guy in my life. I've never done any business with this guy in my life, okay? And I'm going to promise him over the phone. I don't know him. I don't know anything about his family. I don't know anything. Never talked to the guy in my any life. And yet, I'm going to write him a check that afternoon, or I'm going to promise him a check that afternoon for $1 million.
You know, Tosh Lapoy said something yesterday about this. Cal's head coach, who's currently coaching Oregon's defense, he said, they asked him, he's like, I'm getting 3.5 hours of sleep every night, and really it's just a glorified power nap, and then I'm calling these kids on FaceTime and I'm barely even talking to them, and then we're offering them a ridiculous amount of money and all the faith in the world that they'll come to our program at Cal, and he's like, I'm not even getting to meet them because I owe myself to this Oregon team. Imagine doing that on top of the regular recruiting.
When Rick Stockstill was a great recruiter here, and Rick Stockstill used to do this, Scott, he would go see the recruit 4 times in January. Like, he'd go see Kelvin Grant every Tuesday. He'd be in Camden seeing Kelvin Grant and having dinner with his mom and dad. And then the head coach would come in and have dinner with him. And so you got to know the kids. And, you know, he would start recruiting them in the 10th grade. You know, the guidance counselor. And he came to your camp all these times. You probably had unofficial visits, official visits, all the in-home visits, in-school visits. You probably had 25, 30, 40 days with a guy. Now you got 25 seconds on the phone. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm a college football coach. Hey, by the way, we're going to give you $1 million. Can you imagine if the car industry, the banking industry, can you imagine going to bank and saying, hey, I don't know you guys. You don't know anything about my business, but I'm going to need $1 million from you. And they go, okay.
Well, in the past, you had to sell mama on taking care of her boy.
Yeah.
And now you got to sell daddy on taking care of the money, because if daddy's in the picture, that's all he's thinking about, his financial future. And if daddy ain't in the picture, all of a sudden he shows up.
Yeah.
Because he knows there's money coming. Yeah.
I think people will be surprised about this. The number of guys who don't have agents, whose a family member is trying to represent them, and they have no experience in it. You get that, man. Yeah, it's speed dating and transactional now. That's all we got. We got speed dating. And I would tell you this. We're going to get married to you. Like, I'm going to talk to you for 2 minutes on the phone, and then you're going to be my guy. Like, I don't know, man. What could go wrong? I don't really see anything going wrong with all this.
You know, I was at the beginning of this thing, I was like, man, we got to have a quarterback. We got to have a quarterback. We got to have a quarterback. Then we go get Chad, and I'm like, okay, maybe Chad can do something with what we got. But, Mickey, we got to have some offensive line. I heard Quark say yesterday we had 18 guys on the offensive line, but I don't think but about 6 or 7 of those guys have any experience. And once you get past the starting five, it is like super green. I mean, we're going to have something there because, I mean, you can put Tom Brady back there behind the line and it ain't going to matter if you can't protect him. So
yeah, you got to have, you know, I think I would take 3 offensive linemen, no doubt. No doubt about
that. Yep. And a running back. I agree with Sam on that. But anyway, all right, man, let's go to work.
So. All right, my friend. I appreciate the phone call. Take care of yourself. Busting big rocks into little rocks. A former player just sent me a text. Rick Stockstill, one of the reasons I came to Clemson. One of the best coaches ever. No doubt. No doubt about that. 654 Roar. Chad is in Columbia. Chad, how you doing this morning?
Great. Man, you know, I changed my name to One Game Season Chad just because I said, you know, if we're not going to compete with the big boys, you know, with the portal and stuff, then just one game matters. That's the beaten scar. But, Mick, I want to make another proclamation. I don't want to refer to him as Tom Allen anymore. I think he's earned it. I think we got to call him Coach Tom Allen on the FM dial. I mean, Mick, he's the only dude in the football office, apparently, that cares about winning. I mean, he's putting Clemson above maybe existing players' feelings, existing families' feelings. Dude's trying to field a competitive team, trying to give us a chance in Baton Rouge. So I'm asking you, as the king of the FM dial, can you please let all the other minions know it's Coach Tom Allen when he's referenced on the FM dial moving forward? We can call everybody else Grisham or Dabo or who else. But moving forward, Coach Tom Allen, I want to get your thoughts. Thank you, Blizzard.
All right, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. Don't mistake the lack of portal activity at certain positions with the coach not wanting. I think every coach wants more. I have been told that, like, Matt Luke would want three, and he's going to get one. I don't know how many. I mean, again, at tight end, with Bettencourt and Henry and Brooking and Wilson, I don't think you need a fifth tight end. I think you're going to carry five tight ends, scholarship tight ends in a season, maybe. With Wesco, Moore, Brown, Turner, Preston, Burroughs, Sellers, and Salmon, I think Grisham probably would like want a little more depth, but Tyler Grisham's not in a position to fight for it. I would think Chad Morris would want another quarterback. And I would think that C.J. Spiller would want another running back. But if the head coach doesn't want it, then you're not going to get it. So don't mistake the lack of activity on not wanting. You know, it's like all the girls that want to go out with Sam Jones right now. He's busy, man. He's got all these things going on. You know, don't mistake the fact that there's no activity there with the fact that they don't want him. They still want him, but Sam's controlling his cards right now. He's got to work, man. Got to get that stuff done.
Sam Jones's program wants a running back. Not sure if that matters at all, but my program would add a running back.
I'm adding a running back.
My program would add a quarterback and an offensive
tackle. I'm adding
a
quarterback, running back, one wide receiver, and three offensive linemen. Now, on the other side of it, remember this. You twofold. One, only Williams left to go pro early. Only Adam Sapp and Byrne left to the portal early. So you only got four guys there. And to the point, when you look at offensive signees versus defensive signees, Reynolds, Bradley, Salmon, Sellers, Burroughs, Wilson, that's six. And then you got six offensive linemen, Scruggs, Guthrie, Delaney, Wilkes, Wise, and Barclay. So you got 12 signees on offense. On defense, you got Hardwick, Foster, Cody, Riley, Gibson, and Young. You only had six, right? So as far as the new guys go, right now with the seven defensive guys, you got 13 newcomers on defense and 12 on offense. But there's more coming on defense still. And you lost more because in the portal, you lost Woods, Park, and Terrell on defense. I mean, in the NFL. And in the portal, you lost Green, Story, Dixon, Thompson probably there, Creighton, Anderson, Lewis, Barnes, Billings, and Jones. That's 10 on defense that you lost. So you do understand that there's less opportunities. With that said, I still got to go get me three offensive linemen. I got to get a running back, and I got to get a quarterback. And we're not going to get that. I'll ask Paul Strelo why. I think we know why. But I'll ask Paul Strelo why coming up. 654-ROAR, 654-76. But I like the idea of Coach Tom Allen. To me, Sam, this is going to sound like, you ready for the old man, get off my lawn guy? One of the biggest compliments you can give any man or woman is when you call him coach. Like, that's, to me, that's like doctor. Because I have so much respect for the field that it's Coach Sweeney instead of Dabo. It's Coach Coach Allen instead of Tom Allen. Yeah. You add that as your preface or prefix. Yeah. I like that for sure. 40-39. I see what you did here. So I think we're waiting on one of our quarterbacks to enter the portal before we go get another quarterback. I think it seems to be Dabo's M.O. We're only add where everyone leaves. Well, we had a running back leave, right? Didn't Keith Adams leave?
Had a running back leave. You also have your starting running back going to the NFL. So yeah.
You can
add Jay Haynes back as one of those two, right. But that still leaves you one.
Right. And you had a wide receiver leave early to go to the pros. So, got that. And also, 4039 says maybe we're just adding or waiting to see who we convert from running back to receiver, linebacker, or defense line rooms. Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're going to recruit, do the Hannafin and Tink Kelly thing where you got to go move guys around there because you're such short in certain areas. It's criminal what the running back room has looked like the last 2 years. Hadn't recruited well at running back, and then you didn't go get portal running backs. There's portal running backs out there everywhere. Matter of fact, Leonard, I'll ask you this during the break, Sam. Look this up for me. Give me an idea of some running backs you want in the portal right now.
I was about to look it up, and I'll get it during the break. The thing about the running back room is I know I'm fixating on it. I'm not even asking for a starter. Like, I don't think anybody realistically – sure, everybody would love if Hollywood Smothers would have come here from NC State and ends up going to Alabama. Yeah, that'd be great.
No way.
Sure, I mean, I'd take Caleb Hawkins from North Texas. Those things would have been nice. That's not necessarily what we're asking for here. It's the same thing as last year. They just need another change of pace depth guy in case somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. Sam, am I wrong? Smothers is a little bit overrated. When Gibbs went to Alabama,
I think he's good.
But when Gibbs went to Alabama, I was like, oh my gosh, Alabama hit the jackpot. Gibbs is an unbelievable star. He's going to do amazing things there, and he did.
Jahmyr Gibbs. I think Smothers is going to be good for them.
But not like that, though, right?
I think he's better than any running back on their current roster by quite a bit.
All right. One more open phone line segment before we get to the news of the day. And Paul Strelo, short break, much more to this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it. But a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where you're your journey starts strong.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
The Mickey Filer Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I did there. You like that?
Knock at the door.
Yeah. My incredible friends at All Dry. I'm going to see Justin Friday night because his daughter is an amazing basketball player. He's got twin daughters, amazing basketball players over at Daniel High School, so I'm looking forward to that. My All Dry, they are your local water and mold experts. When I first found out about All Dry, they got a cool logo. You seen their vans with the cool colors and the duck out there getting that done. When I first learned about it, I was like, hey, what does this guy do? First of all, I knew Justin for a year before I knew what he did and a company that he owned. I didn't know that. And then I started learning more and I started seeing it and I started reading the reviews of it and seeing what people are saying about it. And it really is cool to watch and to see. On the Google reviews, you're going to see time and time again, here's what people say about them, all right? They were fast. They were reliable. I got in touch with them within 2 minutes. They called me back and set things up for me. They came out that day. I was reading Google reviews the other day about it, and I knew nothing about this, and these guys did a great job of explaining everything to me. See, that's the one thing. Like, this is not a DIY moment here. If you got mold, if you got water issues in your home, in your business, this isn't a DIY stuff, you know? Don't become some sort of expert. Don't go on YouTube and try to do this yourself. The water damage restoration, the mold removal, the actual detection of it, how to know what to go about it. This is a company that knows all that and more, and it's going to be fast, and you're going to put this to bed. One thing, Sam, I don't like worrying long term about a problem. If I've got a problem, I want to do like Vanilla Ice. Yo, I'll solve it. These guys are going to solve it for you. All dry. 864-653-1234. MyAllDry.com. 864-653-1234. Put that to bed. Don't mess around with mold. Don't mess around with water issues in your home or your business. Put it to bed. Put it to bed now. Love that. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Sam, I asked you during the break, find a running back. Now, a lot of these guys are already off the table. Caleb Hawkins to Oklahoma State. Smothers to Alabama. Wisner from Texas to Florida State. Relique Brown from Arizona State to Texas. Calgets, Ahmad Muhammad from Washington. So some of these guys already off the board. Turbo Richards goes to Indiana from Boston College. A lot of these guys off the board. But I'll tell you this. You can find running backs in a lot of different rooms. A lot of different rooms across the country. So with that said, give me a guy or two that you'd say, you know what, you can go get this guy for $200,000.
Can I give you a room?
Yes.
Surely somebody at Louisville has to be on the move at some point.
Yes.
I mean, think of all the talent they've added in that room. Certainly one of those guys. Maybe they can go. I'm not asking for Kawan Brown. Maybe Kawan Brown comes available. I'm not asking for him. Duke Watson's available, I think, right now. Add a three-star there. He's a three-star transfer kid. There's kids from LSU that you can add. Yeah. You can go get, I don't know, Dante Dowdell.
Kate Durham left, right? You see
Ken
that? Ken
Durham's in the portal. Jules Goff's in the portal at Pitt. Like, there are options. Sawchuck's in the portal at Florida State. I could keep going down the list of guys.
I like Sawchuck.
Brandon High from Cal. Like, there are three. There are guys available that maybe they're not the best running back in the world, but it's another body. When I know I'm hyper-fixated on that room, but just because I think it's an easy fix, I'm looking at the teams left in the playoff. Indiana, 916-yard rusher, 800-yard rusher, 500-yard rusher. They had three of them. Oregon, Noah Whittingham ran for 800. De'Aaron Hill ran for 600. Jordan Davison ran for 600. They had a couple other ones run for over 200. Mark Fletcher ran for 850 at Miami. Tramar Brown ran for 400. Pringle ran for 363. The only team that really had a true one-man backfield in a lot of ways was Kewon Lacy at Ole Miss. So if you want to take the risk that Gideon Davidson, Jay Haynes, and Ezzy Amume can be that committee running back room next year, you have no production to go off of that would indicate that, because two of them just straight up didn't play at all this year between Ezzy Amume and Haynes for different reasons, and Davidson didn't play much at all either and is going to have to take on a legit bell cow role as a true sophomore, which I think he can do, but it's just a big risk.
Well, I like the room, like the rotation aspect of that. Ezzy Amume last year in 11 games, nine games, had 16 carries for 71 yards and no touchdowns.
And you can add Jarvis Green to this, also did not play, injured.
Right.
Zero carries. The next time Jay Haynes takes a snap, it will have been 18 months since he touched a football in a college football game.
Davidson last year, 13 games, 60 carries for 260 yards and no touchdowns. Averaged 4.3 yards a carry. I like Davidson. I think he's going to be a good back, but I'd like to have some more help there. Here's another thing, Sam. The two major to-do list things for the offense. Number one, I want to become more physical. But part of that goes to number two. Clemson has to run the football better this coming season. Last year, 124 yards a game on the ground. That can't happen. You've got to have much more productivity in the run game. You cannot go into a season and have 124 yards rushing. It starts well up front. It's a commitment to the run. But last year, 124 yards a game, Clemson was 105th in the country in running the football. Sam, I hate to use your team as this, but Purdue ran the football better than Clemson last year.
Here's another thing about the running back room. Do you trust a single guy in this room to pass block right now? That was the justification for Davidson not being on the field at the beginning of the year, was it not?
Yeah, freshman, he'll get better.
You would imagine, but again, you're taking a big risk and assuming one of these guys is going to be capable of coming in and run or pass blocking for a quarterback we don't know a lot about.
Yeah.
It's just, it just seems like an easy ad for me. But again, that's just me saying that. I'm sure a lot of people would disagree.
Because there's supply.
It would feel like it.
Well, now, to the defense of this, here are teams that ran the ball worse than Clemson last year. Oregon State, Syracuse, Michigan State, Oklahoma didn't run the ball very well. They only had 118 yards a game on the ground. Oklahoma State, Pittsburgh, Wisconsin. What if I told you Wisconsin averaged 116 yards a game on the ground? Badger fans would turn over in their graves over this. South Carolina was worse than Clemson. They had 111 yards a game on the ground, 117 in the country. Alabama averaged 104 yards a game rushing this past year.
It undid them. I mean, they got away with it against Oklahoma, but that's the type of thing that undoes you in a playoff game. I don't know. I maybe I would be a little bit more open to running with the room if they had brought in a running back recruit this year.
Yeah, no running back recruits
but
either.
They didn't bring
point.
One in.
Yeah,
so,
great point. Get your running back, man.
Maybe I'm beating a dead horse.
No, no, no.
Seems like an easy room.
You're beating a drum, not the dead horse. Seminole Ted is up next, 654 Roar. Good morning, Seminole Ted. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I hated to hear that Sawchuck went in the portal. I definitely hope
I like
you guys
him.
Don't go get Sawchuck. He runs hard.
Hard,
My hope is that we still keep Chroma. I think bringing in Wisner put the writing on the wall in the quarterback or in the running back's room, because Chrome was a beast, and I really hope we keep that kid. You know, on the Ashton Daniels thing, I'm kind of on the fence with him. I mean, it is what it is. If he's an upgrade over Tommy turnovers, but he's not an upgrade over Tommy touchdowns. So, you know, if he can get out there,
yeah, yeah, two guys.
If he can stretch the field and he can make play, he can extend plays, I'm all for it. You know, it seems to be the style of offense we're going to run. We're going to be run centric, I believe, again. When we ran for 200 or more yards a game, we won those games. You know, it's the games where you expect Tommy to throw it 30 times a game or 40 times a game. Those are the games we lost.
Yeah, Ashton Daniels is not going to throw it 30 times and do well throwing it 30 times. That's just not going
to
happen.
No. If they expect him to, it's going to be more of the same. Yeah. And I'm already afraid it's going to be more of the same, but that's a different topic. I worry about how much money Florida State has in their war chest, because – you know, quarterback's the most important piece on the board, and we haven't really, I don't think we made a big splash on the quarterback side. So that's my take on it. Like I said, I just hope y'all don't get Sawchuck, because that'll be an upgrade to anybody you have in your room. I'll take it off the air, Mickey.
Thank you, Seminole Ted. Appreciate the phone call. I didn't do this with him on here because I didn't want to bring him down. And Seminole Ted, you might want to just, for about the next minute, turn your radio off if you don't want to be in a bad mood. I think Gus Malzahn is the kiss of death to the offense at Florida State. Gus is a weird dude. Gus is a staff divider. There's two kinds of coaches in among staffs, and the chemistry of a room, staff uniters and staff dividers. I think Gus and the ego of Gus is a staff divider. And I think that the people I talked to at Florida State realize that the major problem offensively right now at Florida State is Gus. Daniels might be better than Castellanos, maybe. You know, the surprising part of Daniels is that when they did let him throw it last year, he only played in four games. Let me see if I'm right with saying this. He played in four games last year at Auburn. He went 6 of 8 for 77 yards in a win against Arkansas. He lost the other three. 13 of 28 for 108 yards, no touchdowns, and one pick. So that's 46% and a 10-3 loss to Kentucky. That's not good. When they let him throw it, it wasn't in Auburn terms, Charles Barkley terms, terrible. Vanderbilt scored 38 points and lost in overtime, but he was 31 of 44 for 353, two touchdowns, no picks in that one. That's great. Also ran for 89 yards and two touchdowns. That's great. In the Alabama game, 18 of 39, 259, one touchdown, one pick. He did rush for 108 yards. He kept him alive there. So maybe, just maybe. Guy's been around forever now. The 3 years at Stanford, the one at Auburn. He's going to his third school. It's another thing. We'll talk about that over and over, about number of schools. But Sam, my point is, Gus Malzahn is the problem. Well, not the only problem, but Gus Malzahn is one of the problems at Florida State right now. And I am shocked that he's going to be back as the offensive coordinator. I think you had to make a move with the offensive coordinator, take it a whole other direction. Because last year, Florida State scored 13 points against Stanford, scored 10 points against Clemson, scored 11 points against NC State, scored 21 points against a bad Florida team. I think that Malzahn's the guy that's the problem. One of the major problems there. And
everybody's a problem there.
Yeah. And the head coach is not a good head football coach by any stretch.
I will say this. DJ Lagway visited Florida State, correct?
Yes.
DJ Lagway has visited a heck of a lot of places.
Yeah.
They chose Ashton Daniels over whatever price tag Lagway was offering. What's
style
going
on? Style play.
Like, so even
Gus
that.
Gus thinks he could turn everybody.
He thinks he can turn him into Cam Newton.
Well, yeah, he thinks he could turn. Who was the defensive back that took him to the national championship game a few years ago? He was a defensive back at Georgia. And then he turned him into, oh, heck, what's that guy's name?
Nick Marshall?
Nick Marshall. Yeah, he thinks everybody's Nick Marshall. We're going to go run the football like that nowadays. And it ain't happening. But it's not just scheme there. It's Gus is just a turd sandwich.
I mean, I think what he's trying to do is, like you said, go with the running quarterback and then one monster big receiver a la Kelvin Benjamin with Deuce Robinson.
Yep.
And maybe that works, but I don't think it's enough. And turd I don't think sandwich. Daniels is that guy.
Plus just the overall culture and overall rooms. Like, it ain't good. Gus is not a guy you want in your staff. And yet, you not only ride with him once, but you're going to ride back with him again. So that's where you're going with that. The most important segment of the week coming up. I have 1,000 questions for Paul Strula.
Can't fit them in 20 minutes.
Can't. Going to fly through them.
Could do a whole show.
Yes. I need 3 hours, but we'll do it in one segment. Tiger Illustrated's recruiting expert, Paul Strula, joins us when we kick off hour number 3. When you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.